Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Trucking Business Startup, A Simple Guide to Start, Build, and Manage a Profitable Trucking Company Without. The Stress is a practical business guide by Richard Hedberg, focused on launching and running a trucking company. It belongs to the entrepreneurship and small business genre, with a clear emphasis on the operational realities of the trucking sector rather than broad business theory. Based on the available description, the book is designed for beginners who may have little or no experience in trucking, and it aims to simplify the startup process into clear, actionable steps. Its purpose is to help readers understand how to plan, market, comply with regulations, and manage the day-to-day demands of a trucking business while keeping the process organized and less overwhelming. The book positions trucking not just as an industry opportunity, but as a business that requires structure, customer development, and disciplined management to become sustainable and profitable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-oriented roadmap for entering the trucking industry. One of the book's main strengths is its focus on accessibility. Rather than assuming prior knowledge, it presents trucking entrepreneurship as a process that can be learned step by step. That matters because starting a trucking company usually involves many moving parts at once, including legal setup, financing, equipment choices, and freight planning. For a newcomer, those elements can feel fragmented and intimidating. The book appears designed to reduce that friction by organizing the startup process into manageable stages. This structure is especially useful for readers who want a practical entry point, instead of an abstract business discussion. By framing the topic as a simple guide, the author makes the industry feel more approachable, while still emphasizing that a real company requires planning and discipline. The value here is not in promising shortcuts, but in helping the reader see the sequence of actions needed to move from idea to operating business. Secondly, business planning tailored to trucking operations. The book goes beyond generic entrepreneurship advice by connecting business planning directly to trucking. In this industry, a plan has to account for route demand, customer acquisition, operating costs, equipment needs, and the balance between revenue and overhead. A trucking company cannot rely on broad ambition alone, because profitability depends on how efficiently trucks are used and how consistently loads are secured. The book's practical orientation suggests that it helps readers think through these realities before committing resources. That kind of planning is important because trucking businesses often fail when owners underestimate expenses or overestimate how quickly revenue will stabilize. By treating trucking as a structured operating business, the guide likely helps readers evaluate feasibility, set priorities, and avoid common early-stage mistakes. This makes planning a central mechanism in the book rather than a background topic, since every later decision in the company depends on the quality of the initial setup. Thirdly, customer network building as the foundation of profitability. A recurring theme in the available material is the importance of building a customer network. That focus is significant because a trucking company cannot remain profitable without consistent freight demand. For many new owners, the challenge is not simply owning trucks or hiring drivers, but securing reliable customers who need transportation services on an ongoing basis. The book appears to treat customer development as a core business skill rather than an afterthought. This is a practical distinction because the trucking market depends heavily on relationships, repeat business, and dependable service delivery. A strong customer base helps reduce idle time, which is one of the clearest threats to profit in trucking. It also supports better planning, since more predictable freight volume allows for more efficient use of assets and labor. By placing customer acquisition near the center of the guide, the book acknowledges that operations alone do not create a viable company. Revenue stability does. That gives the reader a more realistic understanding of what makes the business work. Fourthly, compliance and regulatory awareness as a business necessity. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to government regulations and compliance. In trucking, regulation is not a peripheral issue because licensing, safety requirements, and operational rules directly affect whether a company can function legally and profitably. New owners often focus first on equipment and revenue, but compliance problems can disrupt operations, create penalties, and damage a company before it has time to grow. The book's emphasis on staying compliant suggests a practical, risk-aware approach to ownership. That is valuable because trucking is a regulated industry where administrative mistakes can be costly. A beginner-friendly guide that includes regulatory awareness helps readers understand that success depends on more than business enthusiasm. It depends on operating within a framework of legal and safety obligations. This also contributes to the book's stated goal of reducing stress, since a clear compliance framework can prevent confusion and late-stage surprises. In that sense, compliance is presented not as red tape, but as part of building a durable company. Lastly, systems for managing operations, hiring, and long-term stability. The book also appears to address the management side of trucking, including hiring and operational control. This is important because starting a company is only the first stage. The harder task is keeping it organized as it grows. Trucking businesses depend on systems for dispatch, scheduling, workforce management, customer communication, and cost control. If those systems are weak, even a company with strong demand can become inefficient or unprofitable. The guide's promise to help readers manage a profitable trucking company suggests that it recognizes the need for operational structure, not just startup enthusiasm. Hiring is especially relevant, since the quality and reliability of drivers and support staff can affect safety, service, and customer retention. By covering management in addition to startup steps, the book positions trucking as an ongoing business discipline. That broader perspective distinguishes it from books that only see explain how to begin. It helps readers think about sustainability, which is essential in an industry where margins can be tight and operational mistakes can quickly become expensive. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring trucking entrepreneurs, first-time small business owners, and readers who want a practical introduction to the industry without being overwhelmed by jargon. Its main benefit is clarity. It frames trucking startup as a sequence of workable business decisions involving planning, customer development, compliance, and management. That makes it useful not only for people who are ready to launch, but also for those still evaluating whether trucking is the right venture for them. Compared with similar business books, it stands out for its narrow industry focus and its beginner-friendly tone. Many startup guides stay generic, but this one appears to address the specific demands of trucking, where regulation, operating costs, and customer continuity matter as much as ownership ambition. The book's stress reduction angle also gives it a distinct positioning, suggesting that it aims to make the process feel structured and manageable rather than chaotic. For readers who want a straightforward blueprint instead of theory-heavy advice, it offers a grounded entry into a demanding industry. If you would like to support Richard Hedberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.